are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, I know I said we were going to do another edition of the Giants mailbag. But as is tradition on the show, I forgot to put the prompt on Twitter. And so, I mean, honestly, it makes sense, actually, that we're just going to continue with the theme that we've been running with the last couple of days, which is looking back on the preseason Fangraphs projections for the Giants by position and how they ranked compared to other teams. And then looking at what actually transpired. So we haven't finished yet. We looked at offensive players. We looked at every single position except DH, which we may or may not do today. It's a little bit confusing the way Fangraphs has done this. So starting pitching and relief pitching is a little more clear cut. So I think we're going to do that while I figure out how to get DH into the fold. So all of that coming up on today's show, but first a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I also happen to be a lifelong Giants fan. And so I've really enjoyed this exercise so far. I hope you have too. I hope you've listen to the last couple episodes, and if you haven't, you can just go back and listen to those next. And the definite theme that's emerged, and I knew this was going to be the case because we went through these before the season, but the theme that's emerged is that the projections were very pessimistic about the Giants entering the 2020 season, and pretty much across the board with a couple of exceptions, notably at catcher and third base. The Giants vastly exceeded expectations and projections specifically. But a lot of the reason those expectations were low was because people see, you know, oh, Fangraphs projects the Giants to have this terrible record. And Fangraphs is a reputable statistical analysis site. And I write for Fangraphs as a Rotographs contributor. So I'm a huge fan of Fangraphs, but the theme that's emerged is that if you looked under the hood at these projections, there was a lot to be desired. They had incorrect assumptions about who was going to play, and then, I mean, you can't fault anyone for this, but they just were pessimistic about certain players that I thought would perform better, frankly. So I can't really explain that, except, you know, that is what ended up happening. So moving on to starting pitchers. As has been a theme here, the Giants ranked 28th in terms of their projected performance by their starting pitchers. So over and over, we're saying like 26th, 27th, 28th. It was amazing how bad these projections were for the Giants. So 28th best starting rotation. Ouch, that is not good. A combined 3.3 wins above replacement by 10 different pitchers projected to make starts. And in reality, I actually thought the personnel was fine in terms of who they expected to make these starts. Although now that I say that, the innings are messed up. Like projecting Derek Rodriguez to throw 17 innings as a starter, Andy Suarez to throw 21 innings as a starter. I wouldn't have guessed that was likely, but Samardzija Cueto, Gausman, Smiley, Tyler Anderson, Logan Webb, Suarez, Rodriguez, Menez, and Cahill. I think that's pretty much what we expected in terms of who would make starts. So the number one projected starter was Kevin Gausman in terms of performance. Number two was Johnny Cueto. Number three was a tie between Jeff Samardzija and Drew Smiley. And that's just for wins above replacement, which is a cumulative stat. So actually, like, Samardzija projected at 0.4 wins above replacement in 70 innings is worse than Drew Smyly projected at 0.4 wins above replacement in 49 innings. So anyway, that's just a side note. But suffice it to say, not good projections for the Giants starters. So what actually happened? Where did they actually rank? They came in 15th out of 30 teams, right in the middle, the median team, in Fangraphs wins above replacement. And the important note about this, we've talked about it like a couple weeks ago, Fangraphs uses fielding independent pitching instead of ERA in its WAR calculation. So the fact that the Giants had a significantly higher ERA as starting pitchers than they had fielding independent pitching means that this WAR number you could make a case that it's artificially too high. But yet you could also make a case that their ERA was artificially high and would have come down in a larger sample. But anyway, this is where they land, 15th. And actually, only 8 Giants ended up making starts instead of 10, and one of those starters was Caleb Berger, who one time pitched one inning as an opener. So really, just 7 starters in Gausman, Smyly, Tyler Anderson, Logan Webb, Cueto, Cahill, and Samardzija. And, I mean, pretty much across the board, they outperformed the projections, which I thought for Gausman and Smyly, the projections were kind of good and demonstrated, hopefully, to people that the Giants could be better, at least a couple of Giants starters could be better than expected. But anyway, Gausman ended up with 1.6 Fangraphs wins above replacement compared to his projection of 0.9. So that was a pretty good projection. It was the best among Giants starters. 0.9 in 54 innings. He ended up at 1.6 in 54 innings. Wow, pretty good estimate there. And worth noting that it is Fangraphs staff that makes playing time estimates. So it's not just like the computer guesses about who's going to make X amount of appearances and how many innings. It's the staff itself that has to make these determinations. And that's why what I was saying yesterday or the day before about how they were wrong on a number of fronts, it's not surprising, because if you have to do this for all 30 teams and you don't have like an insider from each and every team, it's a difficult undertaking. And that's why I thought we had a little more insider knowledge before the season saying, look, Darren Ruff is going to play. He's not even in these projections, but he is going to play. And he crushes lefties. So, you know, a couple reasons why the projections were missing certain elements to what was going to make up the 2020 Giants. But anyway, they nailed it with Kevin Gausman in terms of playing time. Drew Smyly, they projected at a 4.5 ERA, 0.4 wins above replacement. He ended up with 0.9 in half the innings that they projected from him, and an ERA of 3.8, but peripherals that were much, much lower, 1.79 FIP, which basically suggests he was much better than his ERA. Tyler Anderson produced an actual 0.8 wins above replacement in 54 innings. He was projected at 31 innings and 0.3 wins above replacement, so he outperformed that as well. Samardzija was projected at 0.4 wins above replacement, 4.75 ERA, 70 innings, leading the Giants. He ended up throwing the fewest innings of any regular Giants starter, minus 0.5 wins above replacement, and a 9.72 ERA with a 9.01 FIP. So just dreadful performance from Samardzija, which the projections did not see coming to that extent. Anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll turn the page and look at the relievers. I'm very interested to see what we find. It was an up and down season for them, and I want to see how what actually happened compared to what the projections expected. But before we get into that, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the Giants' relief pitcher projections. I'm looking at it right now, that's why I'm laughing. There's like 100 different relievers they projected to get a little bit of playing time. So no wonder. I mean, it's hard to be precise with your expectations for a team when you're building a win-loss record projection that then gets published all over the internet when you just have to guess about who's even going to play. So, I mean, on the whole, the projections are better than people just guessing about what a team is going to do. I am generally a big fan of projections, but I know I sound like a broken record. You really have to, instead of just trusting them blindly, it's really prudent to look under the hood and see this is what was going into them. I mean, my goodness, I can't even count. I'd have to take a pause here and count. It's probably 20 different relievers projected to make appearances for the Giants in 2020, but only maybe like 8 projected to throw more than 10 innings. The main ones: Watson, Rogers, Gott, Harleen Garcia, Coonrod, Wandy Peralta, Sean Anderson, Trevor Cahill, all of them projected at more than 10 innings. But overall, where did they rank in the projections? Well, 29th. It's just unbelievable how poorly the Giants were represented here in these projections. So a total projected wins above replacement of 0.5 from this group, 29th in all of baseball. An ERA cumulatively of 4.07 with a 4.22 fielding independent pitching. And actually, I really should have done that with the starters. So just quickly to wrap that up, the projections for the Giants starters were a 4.41 ERA and a 4.49 FIP. And the actual results were a 4.99 ERA, so higher than the projection, but a 4.18 FIP, so better than the projection. So kind of the average of those two was actually right where they projected the Giants to be. So I'm actually going to give credit to that projection as pretty decent. All right, but moving back to the relievers, they just thought they would be terrible. And where did they end up ranking? Well, they actually ended up ranking pretty terribly. They were 25th out of 30 teams with a combined minus 0.6 wins above replacement. Now, when you're looking at relievers, WAR is definitely not the best way to do it, especially in a small sample. And as we'll see in a second, Trevor Gott by himself just completely changed this entire picture for the Giants, because he alone, according to Fangraphs, was worth minus 1.1 wins above replacement. So that'll drag a group down when there's a limited number of innings for, you know, guys to separate themselves from a poor performance. Overall, the Giants relief pitchers this year did have a 4.24 ERA compared to a 4.07 projection, and they did have a 4.78 fielding independent pitching compared to a 4.22 projection. So somehow they massively underperformed the projection, yet still ended up in a better ranking. And that's simply because, as bad as the Giants bullpen was on the whole, if you're looking at WAR, which is not the best way to do it, but if you are looking at that, there were 5 teams that were worse than the Giants: the Rockies, Red Sox, Phillies, Marlins, and Mariners. But in reality, the Giants relievers did end up with the 12th best earned run average. It's just that their fielding independent pitching was ninth worst. And remember, that's the number that Fangraphs uses in its WAR calculation. So anyway, the most productive, quote-unquote, Giants reliever by WAR was Tyler Rogers. He did have a 4.5 ERA, but the peripherals, the fielding independent pitching, was much better at 3.26. Harleen Garcia was also really good by ERA and FIP, and he came in second here. Third was Caleb Berriger. And I mean, I'm honestly going to give Fangraphs some credit here. There were 21 different pitchers the Giants used in relief this season. And that just about matches the projection here by Fangraphs that I was looking at earlier. So it's hard to dig too much into these numbers. It's also hard to really put a finger on saying whether or not the Giants were a bad bullpen. I think they definitely were bad at times. Specific players, specifically Trevor Gott, just were terrible. He had a 10.03 ERA, an 11.93 FIP, minus 1.1 wins above replacement. So he literally like dragged the whole bullpen down with him, and you could say he dragged the whole team down with him in that four-game stretch. So anyway, that kind of wraps up that discussion. I do want to probably on Monday just at least mention what the DH projection was and what the Giants' actual production was at that position. But the big theme, of course, was that the Giants outperformed expectations this year, as you all know. At some point, possibly next week, I think it would make sense to do this next week, I'm going to look at some projections for the Giants moving into the future. They haven't yet released like the next year's projections, that won't happen until sometime in 2021. But there are ways I can look at how certain systems changed over the course of the year in terms of evaluating specific players. So I want to look at like Mike Yastrzemski, Donovan Solano, Austin Slater, Darren Ruff. Look at, once again, what were their projections before the 2020 season? And then what were they at the end of the 2020 season in terms of what these systems were expecting moving forward out of these players and see how they changed, if at all. And just to tease that, they did change. So the Giants' overwhelmingly positive offensive performance, for example, really moved the needle in terms of what these systems expect moving forward. And so that's going to bode well into next year's like win-loss record projection. You should expect that to improve, and we won't have to once again be like, okay, well, everything looks like really pessimistic. I think it'll be better and more probably in line with what I would expect. So that's something to look forward to. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you enjoy the show, please consider giving it 5 stars, giving it a thumbs up. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. And until then, we'll see you next time.